Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. A tremendous Thursday to you, although we all know that every day is Saturday here at the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's August 3rd. This is day two of my fast. I want to talk about fasting, and I'm not doing this for attention. I'm actually doing this to report back to you. I'm actually doing it for my faith, which I'm going to talk about in depth on our Sunday spiritual podcast. So if you would like to tune in on Sundays, just launched it 2 weeks ago in Vegas, of all places. Imagine launching a Sunday spiritual podcast right inside the Venetian Hotel on a Sunday morning when just about everybody, I thought I partied hard in my 20s. I'm sitting at the blackjack table at 10 o'clock in the morning in the Venetian last Sunday, and there's people still up from the night before, still drinking from the night before, and I'm thinking, holy cow. And I was in bed at 8 p.m., 8 o'clock. Anyway, the Sunday Spiritual Podcast every Sunday. Tune in right here on this podcast channel. It's day two of my fast, and surprisingly, here's the main takeaway, just the one takeaway that I found. My mind's more clear. My body feels a little weaker. I ran 5 miles yesterday, and I didn't do it. And look, again, I'm not doing this. I'm only doing this to report back to you and to kind of give you a sense of when you do things. I'm all about shocking the body, shocking the system, shocking the business, shocking the bank account, anything. I just believe we have to shock. When you shock a pool, what happens when you put pool shock? And prior to 3 months ago, I didn't even know what pool shock was. But when I heard, hey, you got to shock your pool, I'm like, damn, what are we doing, throwing toasters in that thing? What are we going to do inside the pool to shock that thing? And you buy it at the pool store. I mean, really, in its basic form, you could put chlorine bleach, which is what I do. I buy a bunch of generic bleach bottles at the grocery store, a gallon, pour it in the pool, and kill the bacteria. And there's other things to measure in your pool. But look, by and large, get on YouTube. If you want to treat a pool, get on YouTube. You want to mow your lawn, get on YouTube. You want to start a blog? YouTube is where everywhere I go to learn everything. But when you shock the pool, it kills all the crap in there. That's a technical term, by the way. And it's more clear. And you can swim in it, and it's all good. So there's my 10-second description of what pool shock is. When I shock the body, shock the business, it's the same thing. I want to clear it out. I want to clear my mind, clear my body, clear my business. Sometimes I've actually cleared out my bank account when I've shocked my business as well. Not a good thing, by the way. But man, life is so much more fun, when it is to create. When you're creating, then you are just maintaining. I mean, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, that's okay. Maintaining a bank account, all right. Maintaining a business, I'll give it to you. I mean, if it's going good, it's going good. But creating a business, creating a lifestyle, creating your own bank account, that's pretty cool to me, you know? And I think if you listen to this show, that's pretty cool to you too. So now that I'm on this day two, it's been, I'm guessing, about 30-some hours since I've eaten. I've had coffee, so I do have coffee with my wife in the morning. Drank a gallon of water, and that's all I had yesterday. Went for a 5-mile run, walked around the mall with my 11-year-old daughter, went shopping with her, and kind of hung out. Every time the hunger pangs hit, I would pray, and that's what I did. So every time I felt hungry, I prayed, and I thanked God for giving me all the blessings that he's given me. And that was wild. I've never done that before. So I'm kind of giving away the Sunday Spiritual Podcast, but if you know me, I'm always way off the reservation anyway. So that's kind of what I was going to talk about, is it had the opposite impact on me. Every time I felt hungry, I didn't feel tired or, oh, I want a burger, I said, thank you, God, for giving me this amazing life. And it shocked my system. I never in a million years have ever done that, ever. You know, I've never fasted. And second of all, whenever I've felt hungry, I've never thanked God for what he's given me. And that was wild to me. And I don't know if you've ever done this, and maybe you're a very spiritual person and you've done this and you're like, Sam, this is old news. But let me tell you something, man. It was very counterintuitive to me, and it was an eye opening, and I'm glad I'm going through this process. This is day two. I don't think I'm going past today. And this all started in our small group. As you know, I'm 49 years old. I'm the youngest person by far inside my small group. A lot of 70, 80-year-old men and women inside our group. And we all made a commitment. Some were fasting off of media, television, internet, things like that. I chose food because for me, I have to be on the internet. That's how I communicate with coaching clients and all that good stuff. This is media right here, so I wouldn't want to fast from you. And so I chose food. And I thought it would be difficult because I really love to eat. But it's not. And when you tie something to it, there's got to be an anchor to it. There's got to be, again, you're ready for it. There's got to be a reason why. If you're going to be successful in your business, there's got to be a reason why you are doing what you're doing. And it can't be for the money. I talked about the Twitter war yesterday that I got into with a guy online who was all jacked up because Chris Collinsworth's son got his first gig at ESPN and he didn't. You know, I'm like, hey, dude, nobody ever gets a job and that takes your place. I mean, that's such a scarcity mindset. And you can't get into this conversation with regular individuals on the internet who have a job. You can't talk about the law of abundance. Hey, by the way, did you like my law of happiness yesterday? Cha-ching! Brand new law created by yours truly. You can't get into discussions about the law of abundance and the law of scarcity and all of this with just average, ordinary people. I literally felt like I was trying to convince somebody back in my old cubicle days about why it's important to be your own boss and be an entrepreneur. I mean, at its basic form, the difference between an entrepreneur and an employee is so compelling to go be an entrepreneur that I don't understand, unless you're part of the 20% of Americans here in this country, and I know this podcast goes out to individuals in over 100 countries, but I got to think it's the same. There's 20% of the people in this country who love what they do and they feel as though their talents match, their passion matches what it is they're doing currently in a job, which is great. Love it. Unfortunately, there's another side of that coin that 80% of the people don't feel as though their talents and their passion are currently being matched and utilized to their most effective point in a job. And so it begs so much to question, why would you keep doing that? And here is the reason why I became an entrepreneur. Because when you have a job, you get paid by your employer. The government takes what they feel is theirs, and you get what's left over. All right? That's a job. You pay taxes from your employer. The employer removes taxes from the check, and you get what's left over. As an entrepreneur, you generate income, you pay all your bills, and you pay yourself, and then the government gets what's left over. Which one would you want? Which one of those? I mean, unless you are just a complete masochist, you would choose to be an entrepreneur because you would want control over your money. I get a kick out of people. They're like, hey, I got a big tax return coming. Oh, great. You're getting your money that's been held for over a year hostage. That's awesome. Congratulations. And then you're not even getting all of it that you deserve because I'm sure there's a lot of loopholes that you're not taking advantage of. And look, let me make myself clear. I'm talking about legally, okay, avoiding paying taxes that you should not be paying. Avoiding tax is legal. Evading tax is illegal. So don't do that. I'm talking about get educated on how business works. Everybody, even if you're currently in a job, should begin any kind of a side business, even if it's a network marketing, MLM, something that you can start driving expenses through so you can have some sort of write-off on your tax return. And that's the money part of it. But the health, the mental health about owning something, anything, even if it's just a blog or a podcast or a video channel or something like that, saying that you're the owner of that instead of being owned, you know, instead of working for somebody else, instead of going to work to make them rich, to build their legacy. Unless, again, you're in it, man, and you're like, hey, I love this company. I love everything they stand for. I'm treated like gold. I appreciate it. I'm recognized and I'm compensated fairly. I'm not going anywhere. In which case, thank you for doing that. We need more of you. But this whole fasting thing, just over the past 36 hours, I thought was going to make me hungry and tired. And I'd be, look, I'm a foodie, 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 foodie. My wife has a culinary degree. I mean, we eat at our house every day like it's Thanksgiving. And that's it. We have a salad. We have main course. We have dessert. I mean, it's crazy. Our kids don't even know. Our kids, good Lord, don't even get me started. They don't even know how spoiled they are. when it comes to dining at the Crawley compound, okay? But when I gave it up Tuesday night, I have a really good sense of clarity. I'm telling you, every time hunger hits, thank you, God. Every time hunger hits, man, I'm blessed. Every time hunger hits, God, I get to chase my dreams. That's amazing. I posted just an image on Instagram and my Facebook page just that how grateful I was. My daughter took a snapshot of me sitting outside of Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday. And I said, you know, I'm going to use that because I was reflecting. She just took a photo of me. Hey, Daddy, look, I took a photo. I'm saying, you know, that captures the moment of me just being lost in my thoughts, being grateful. That's it. Just being grateful because I felt that hunger hit. Boom. Thank you, God. Thank you, man. This is great. Are you kidding me? I get to speak. I get to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. I spoke in Vegas last week. I'm in Orlando next week. I'm in Louisville in 3 weeks. I'm speaking in Atlanta at my own event. By the way, I really want to meet you in Atlanta. Do everything you can to get there. It's going to be the end of October. More details to come. We'll have the sales page up, all the information there. But I really want to meet you, take a photo with you, and really hear your story before this year gets away from us. Look, it's already August, man. So make sure you're tuned in. Get to Atlanta. And if also... Oh, one other thing. Did you leave that 5-star review yesterday? If you haven't already, did you leave a 5-star review for this podcast so people can find the show? Please do that. And also, if you have an interest in working together with one of my coaches or even one-on-one with myself, send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. I have an exclusive podcasting course that's beginning next week for the group. If you were in Las Vegas, you purchased that. If you'd like to jump in on that training, there's still a few seats available. Send an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and I'll send you information about how to get your seat, how to create your own podcast, how to market it, just like I do here, and how to monetize it, how to earn income with your very own show. Look, everyone should have a podcast. There's over 350,000 now on iTunes. And this show, the Everyday Saturday Show, I was one of the original 500 on iTunes. So take a little bit of pride in that. And so what are you going to do? When you feel in a little bit of pain, give gratitude. Give gratitude. Say thank you. You know, I may be a little bit hungry right now. I might be tired. But thank you for allowing me to chase this day that isn't guaranteed. I'm telling you, today you're here. Tomorrow, you may not be. So don't be miserable and mopey dope like most people out there. Be grateful and figure out what you're going to do to create something today. Doesn't have to be amazing, okay? I'm not talking about going and you know, creating a new engine for a car or sending somebody to the moon. I'm saying just create, even if it's creating a great experience for somebody else, okay? Figure out how you're going to do that. I'm telling you, it's a way better way to live a day to create than it is to maintain. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.